This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. And if I sound a little more relaxed today, well, you guys are so sort of attuned. Because somebody, all of a sudden, I'll get a bunch of emails saying, are you feeling okay? And I'll sort of look at the date and I think, oh, yeah, I had sort of the blue uglies that day. But everything's fine today, you know, so hopefully I sound perky. Hopefully I sounded perky even yesterday. It was kind of the relief of, okay, I finally got the program to work 1 second before we went on the air. Listen, as long as it goes, right?
Exactly.
It was close enough. It was really interesting. I assume you're the same way, Blake, that all of us who are in broadcasting, when we say we're going to be there at 5, we really mean 10:05, because we know that 1 second after 5 means we have just been fired.
Yep.
Because in broadcasting, if you're Blake, then you can't leave until you're relieved. So it turns out that your colleagues really get a little unhappy with you if you show up, you know, even a couple minutes late, what normal people would consider essentially on time. And if you're talent, when that light goes on, you better have your face pretty close to that microphone ready to talk, because that's your job. So for those of us, so, you know, and my friends have kind of learned that I'm almost always early. If I'm even 1 second late, they usually call the cops because something has happened, you know, at a hospital. But it's amazing. And I've kind of have to sort of make little notes to myself in my head of, okay, she's only 4 minutes late. And then I do things like, I had to come farther. You know, you could just as well be 4 minutes early as 1 minute. But I try, really. And my friends have learned that if they're late, they have to buy dinner. And that way, I'm not cranky, and they tend to be much more on time. So
there you go.
Indeed. It all works out. All right. It helps to be a psychologist every once in a while. All right. Today is World UFO Day, and I'll tell you why in a moment. It's National Take Your Dog to Work Day, which I don't think is widely celebrated for a whole lot of reasons. It's Swim a Lap Day, hopefully in a pool. It's International Fairy Day. I have no idea what that's about, nor am I going to touch it with a stick. And it's Celebration of the Senses Day. Now, if you've taken your dog to work in a place that the dog has swum a lap, then celebrating your senses may not be the world's smartest thing to do. But I just thought, you know, that's just a hint. All right, on this day, you know, of course, I don't know if it's true. I don't know what Minneapolis's stance on pot is at this moment. But let me tell you, in New York, it's now at least, I think it's been decriminalized. It's not actually legal per se, I don't think, but it's been decriminalized, which means that now when you run into people on the street, they don't smell like cigarette smoke, they smell like pot.
Right.
And it's a much stronger smell, and especially in the heat, it tends to be a bit more odious.
Yep.
I've had discussions with my neighbor about where he's going to blow the smoke. I said, I'm not dying on you. I'm not a narc, but could you not blow it in this direction? I literally, apparently the ventilation at this place is not very good, or either that or it's very good, depending on how you look at it. And I wake up in the middle of the night sometimes with a splitting headache from his marijuana fumes. So he and I are trying to negotiate the fact that we're city livers. There are now buildings in New York, and I guess other places, which are smoke-free buildings where you can't smoke. Even if you own the apartment, can't smoke in your own apartment, which,
yep,
I think is a great idea. Just
Minnesota
because
has.
Do they have that? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I would certainly pay a little bit more to have nobody smoke in the apartment, in my apartment. There we go. All right. On this day in 217, always highly questionable and suspect, the Romans led by Gaius Flaminius are ambushed and defeated by Hannibal at the Battle of Lake Thrasymene. Now, I'm not sure anybody was sitting there with a little abacus and their little calendar and said, okay, it's today, folks. But what can I tell you? In 1374, a sudden outbreak of St. John's Dance, which I think is not to be confused with St. Vitus's Dance, but they're similar, caused the people in Germany to experience hallucinations and begin to jump and twitch uncontrollably until they collapse from exhaustion. One of the earliest examples of group hysteria. There's actually a new movie about that. that comes out sometime later in the summer about that whole notion of group hysteria. And, of course, The Crucible is Arthur Miller's take on it. So that idea of, and then maybe Britain's vote yesterday was a group. I don't know enough about the economics of Britain or the European Union. It didn't seem to be a very wise idea, but what do I know? It seems to me a time where we're trying to kind of unite economically with people to sort of lower costs and lower tariffs and stuff like that. But apparently the assumption was that Britain would vote like 52-48 to remain, and that's not what happened. But the interesting thing to me is that apparently Google is being overrun in Britain with people trying to figure out what the European Union is, which is really scary if you think about it, and seems to me much more an indication that people worldwide, it's not just in the United States, but people worldwide are saying, we really hate politicians. So anybody new is better than anybody old. It seems to be a little bit foolhardy, but we'll see. I mean, their stock market at one point had plummeted 500 points with the idea, because everybody expected that the Brits would stay in, and they did not. So we'll have to see how that turns out. Who knows? We can write down this day in history. I guess technically it was yesterday that that they voted to leave as opposed to remain. I think that's the problem about modern politics and modern media coverage of politics, is that I don't know, again, you know, I didn't follow it terribly closely, but I know that one side was labeled remain and the other side was labeled leave. And I have this gut sense that people who didn't know anything about the economy, didn't know anything about the European Union, didn't care about, just voted on the basis of do I stay or do I go? And people decided to go. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And it's very hard to psychoanalyze other countries. We have enough trouble doing it with our own, knowing the mores and the nuances and whatever. We'll see. All right, then 1509, speaking of the Brits, Henry VIII and Catherine of Aragon are crowned King and Queen of England. Catherine, beware. In 1531, San Juan del Rio, Mexico, is founded. In 1812, Napoleon crossed the Neman River, beginning the invasion of Russia. Got to be careful about Russian winters. In 1880, O Canada, the song would become the national anthem of Canada, was sung for the first time. And last week, O Canada changed their lyrics from, at one point, I think it's either men or sons. Somebody from Canada can call up and tell me. And it's now changed, so it's unisex. So good for Canada. There you go. In 1916, Mary Pickford became the first female to star in a to sign a million-dollar contract. She was America's sweetheart. In 1918, airmail service in Canada from Montreal to Toronto. In 1938, pieces of a meteor, assuming to weigh 450 tons, when it hits the Earth's atmosphere and exploded near Pennsylvania. I don't even, did you know about that in 1938?
I was unaware.
Big hole. I'll have to look that up. In 1947, this is why it's UFO Day. Kenneth Arnold made the first widely reported UFO sighting near Mount Rainier, Washington. Not New Mexico. Not Roswell, New Mexico. That's a whole different issue. The start of the Berlin blockade started in 1948. Soviet Union makes overland travel between West Germany and West Berlin impossible. And last week was when Checkpoint Charlie came down, so... Amazing. I mean, think about that. That's basically 60 years ago. Amazing kind of changes. Well, 68 years ago. In U.S. Supreme Court on this day in 1957 rules that obscenity is not protected by the First Amendment. We talked about that yesterday. So there's some question about whether it was yesterday or this was community standards. In 1995, South Africa defeats New Zealand. Nelson Mandela presents Francois Pinier with the Webb Ellis Trophy in an iconic post-apartheid moment. Remember, they made a movie about that. Capital punishment is declared unconstitutional on this day in 2004 in New York. 2010, John Isner defeats Nicolas Mahut of France at Wimbledon, the longest match in professional tennis history. And the first female prime minister of Australia took office on this day in 2006. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
5-993-7569. The only other thing to point out about this day in history is that, which I think really is a particular day in history. I mean, I think it's a very political day, independent of the Brits, is that the Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is found guilty of abusing his power and having sex with an underage prostitute, was sent to prison. Yeah. People don't really, for some strange reason, don't trust politicians much anymore. Tyler, on the other hand, I trust you completely. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Good afternoon, Dr. Joy. How are you?
I'm just very well, thank you. How are you?
Good. It's funny what you said about politicians and the never-ending scandals. Hey, Joy, correct me, but didn't someone write a long story about the ring, maybe Socrates or Plato, and the point of the 500 pages was if men had a ring that makes them invisible and they can turn it, what would they become? And I think people realize that in some cultures, being an entitled politician is a culture of, it's almost like they become possessed by demons of what they can't have because anything else they can have. They have money, power, and anything, so they become deviant. Isn't that weird?
Well, we've talked about that a lot. Every time there's a political scandal, is that sort of cult of entitlement of, I don't have to follow the rules, I'm better than everybody else. And, you know, you just made me think of something kind of interesting, at least interesting to me. You tell me if you think it's interesting. Is, let's make you a politician for a moment, okay? And make you kind of an ordinary human being that you're perhaps better looking than average. You may be smarter than average. You may be more ambitious than average. And you get elected to office. Now, you know better than anybody what the truths that you've told were and what the lies. And I would argue that there are not very many politicians who haven't told some lies just to get elected. And they may be big lies, they may be little lies. But you know that discrepancy between who you appear to be and who you really are, because all of us are on some level aware of that. And now you're in a position, as you point out, of great power, and women think you're adorable because we know that power is an aphrodisiac. And you have access to all these things you didn't have access before. And so I think on the one hand, you begin to view yourself as different from everybody else. And even more disastrously, Tyler, that you view me, who voted for you, and maybe keeps voting for you, as a rube. That I'm so easy to pull the wool over my eyes. I'm so naive. I'm so trusting that I really don't deserve you to follow the rules. So you've got these two very powerful motives. One that says, I'm entitled, and the people around you tell you how wonderful you are and how special you are and how you are doing God's work or whatever it is that we do to keep our jobs to make you feel important. And concurrently, the notion that the people who elect you are stupid. And those two together mean, why do I have to follow those rules? They have to follow the rules because they're sheep. I am not a sheep. I am, you know, I'm special. They have to follow the rules. I don't. And so you get this thing where they cheat, they lie, they have sex with people that they shouldn't be having sex with. They steal money. They smoke dope. They do all sorts of incredibly wrong-headed things that on some level they have to know that are wrong, but either their sense of right and wrong has been so diminished, or they just ignore it, or they figure that that's part of the fun. We were talking yesterday about the reality that in Colorado, teenage marijuana smoking has gone down since it's been legal. And I said, as a psychologist, that seemed to me completely, completely predictable because it's no longer illegal. You're no longer breaking a rule to be able to do it. So the combination, you know, is unfortunately boringly common. I mean, it just happens all the time. So.
Hey, that's a great, you just opened up my eyes and added a second point that what you just said is a combination. And it's always when you look at the combination, I think you're right. It's the thrill of getting away with it. And the part about, you just added how once they've manipulated us and gotten everything, it's as though we're devalued.
Yep.
Therefore, they feel no obligation or commitment to our, what you call their, imagine they take a pledge, a solidarity pledge, Dr. Joy. We are all about the people, right?
Yep.
And
yep.
Then they're aided and abetted, and they become a completely different creature. Like you're saying, that's absolutely true. I don't know if I told you about Kennedy. Remember Ted Kennedy's second wife was my cousin, Vicky Reggie?
I don't know that I knew that. I actually knew his first wife, but I don't know that I knew his second wife. Right. So tell me about that. Are you using Ted Kennedy was an example?
But see, this is a great chance where we can talk. You knew the first wife who got put through the ringer. That's back when Kennedy, remember the famous, I stopped Facebook, and Joy, I'll fast forward 30 years. His second wife, Vicky Reggie, Adam Silver, the judge. My cousin
right.
was the judge. Edmund Reggie and the wife Doris were cool. Good daughter. She converted him. But your buddy, the first wife, she was like the casting couch wife and got put through the ringer. And this is the end of the point. I stopped Facebook and Joy because people heard I'm connected to them and wanted to know where I lived because they were still mad that old Uncle Ted went to the chief of police after Chappaquiddick 3 days after that accident. And back then, you were so arrogant and entitled, you literally could tell them what to do. And people were mad about that and hated him 30, 40 years later because they live in the past.
Yep. Well, Chappaquiddick is one of those things, especially people from Massachusetts, are not over. You know, that all you have to say is Chappaquiddick, and you get people going on for a very long period of time about miscarriage of justice and Mary Jo Kopechne and how long she lived before, you know, that he could have gone back for her and all sorts of icky things.
Do people know that he crashed his car off the bridge, landed in water, and left her behind because he couldn't get to her or help her? So he went to get help. She ended up dying. He ended up showing up 2 or 3 days later at the chief's office. That was the scandal, pretty much, right?
Well, the scandal that I knew, because I lived in Massachusetts at the time, was in addition to all of that, was that she apparently, what he said was he had a bad back. He went in the water, tried to get to her, couldn't. And but that she lived for some period of time. And so if he'd gone back to get her, she probably would still be alive. That he was drunk and he left the party with somebody that wasn't his wife, and so he just split.
Right. See how it's easy to just take little details and destroy and twist and add, make it seem like this is a good point. When I was listening to people twist up Muhammad Ali, they said, he just left one wife and went to the other. I think that's called divorce. He didn't just leave her in the middle of the night. He separated and then divorced and remarried.
Yeah, people tend to view history. It's one of the reasons why I like doing the history part is they tend to view history in the light of their own experiences. I suppose we all do, and it's part of the reason why I get such such a kick out of looking at history is that you can really see things that either you didn't know or you didn't understand in the same context. And you know, so I think that we are, you know, we are attached to our past, even as we try to deny it. So,
correct. We identify, we define our perception as experience-based instead of all-encompassing-based. Look at
facts are what you believe to be true, right? Data and facts are not the same thing. All right, Tyler, hang on if you've got something else you want to talk about. 855-993-7569 and Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. All right, Tyler, did you have other stuff you wanted to talk with me about?
Yes, absolutely, Dr. Joy.
All right, tell me what it is.
Just to follow up on, we were just basically summarizing that. Absolute power corrupts, absolutely.
Yeah.
Big problem here, Dr. Joy. When you have a culture of exclusion and coercion, I did an experiment in a small town. I'm not going to say which one. It's somewhere in the East Coast. And this is a true simple synopsis. You know when you have a test, you want to do a perk test and poke to see what kind of reaction you're going to get?
Yeah.
So I discussed with some higher political officials that I had studied behavioral tract and movement patterns. And there was a culture of coercion and exclusion and entitlement entanglement. So listen to this, Joy. When you have entitlement entanglement, which is the fallout from their drug and alcohol-induced blackouts, the
Wait a minute. You seem to me to have made it great. Like, all right, we're talking about entitlement. Entanglement.
And the politicians, their deviant behavior, the entanglement.
Okay, I have no problem with the entitlement. What's the entanglement?
Entanglement is when they have too much to drink and they wake up from a blackout and some poor innocent girl is a problem.
So entanglement being with another person, but regardless, I mean, what the blackout seems to me nearly irrelevant.
Correct. I mean, they're atrocious. The entanglement is it creates what they call onerous, difficult situations. They call it a looming matter, meaning if this gets out, it's going to look real bad. You understand that part, right?
Well, yeah, but the word entanglement presumably implies involvement with another person or involvement in a situation.
Correct, or entitlement, they call it entitlement.
Those are separate issues. That's what I'm trying to clarify here. Entitlement is the sense that I can do whatever I want. Entanglement is presumably doing it and being involved with somebody else. And the entanglement presumably being that other person could out you. Because otherwise,
exposure, right,
exactly.
Or missing money. So this is what they did. After you look at the oil change sticker in the window, you can listen to them with a certain amount of distance with these listening devices. You're not actually on them, but you're close enough to hear them. And they had a culture where it called a looming matter. And a looming matter was a problem. And they had, I think someone talked about how they blamed Hillary and their group of people for going after people blaming Bill. Now, I'm not saying that happened or didn't.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Tyler. You're making huge leaps that I'm not following. Tell me where we're going on this, and then let's backtrack from it, because I'm just having a very hard time following you.
I'll back it up. A culture of coercion and exclusion. When the people are both the investigator and the criminal, that's the entitlement entanglement. You get that part?
Well, but you're talking about something about entanglement being a completely different issue at this moment. You're saying
that's
that
the result
I'm judge and jury, and that's a different issue. So I'm in that there's not a clear separation between the judge and the act. So, but that's a different issue than what you were talking about before.
Well, this is I hear you. I'll keep it more connected. When you're an official or an authority in the club, we'll call it.
All right. Let me just give you an example of I think what you're talking about for entanglement, so we can sort of cut through this, which is the judge in the Stanford rape trial, where he
Bingo.
Was. Then the father wrote to the judge, which is inappropriate, and then the judge turned out to have been an athlete at Stanford. So he was not he should have recused himself. He had involvement or entanglement with he had connection, for lack of a better term, to the case that made him prejudice. Okay, is that what we mean by entanglement?
No, that's when you have to recuse yourself because you have personal.
Yeah, I know, but I'm trying to figure out what the hell you're talking about when you're talking about entanglement.
All the consequences and the aftermath from their arrogant, abusive behavior. The entanglement, like a web of problems, lies, like you just said, sex with minors. They do everything terrible. That's their culture, and it's normal for them, right? That's the entanglement, the consequence of their atrocious entitlement.
I'm not sure that's actually what entanglement means, but go ahead with the rest of your point.
This is what they were talking about, and they called it a looming matter. I studied these officials and authorities that were running 23 cities and towns. Their names, like the Kennedys, for example, they had different names, but we'll call that group what we call elitists. That's a good term for them. They're elitists, right?
Okay, where are we going on this, Tyler? Where are we trying to lead me?
This is what we're summarizing and putting into a simple picture that a culture developed where they could get away with whatever they want. The side effect, the consequences, destroy economies and environments. And on top of it, the culture was hush-hush, cover up, and coerce people not to proceed or follow up because if it doesn't
get... All right, let me point out something here historically, since part of you know that I'm convinced that the only way to really understand human beings is to understand our past as well as our present. So we can, in theory, understand our future, is that in the past, like Henry VIII and Catherine Aragon were married today, on this day in 1530 or something, that in a monarchy or in a fascist state or in any place that's not a democracy, It's not that people didn't do bad stuff. It's that they didn't care that you knew because they had absolute power. In a democracy, in theory, the power rests with the people. So you have to at least appear to be moral whether you are or not. And the problem is not people in power doing terrible things, because that's as old as human history. The issue is people in power doing terrible things in a democracy where the people actually, in theory, have some power, can vote you out, can indict you. And then when you add social media to it, where everybody knows everything, that cult of entitlement is eroding. Although the politicians don't seem to have understood that. They keep doing the same stupid thing, and they keep getting found out and sent to jail or thrown out of office. All right, so your point of all this would be, in a summary?
Well, I like what you just said. I like what you just said. You just hit a good nail on the head. That entitlement culture is eroding, and it is up to us as individuals to hold them accountable. And when you have corruptible officials and authorities, mean the people don't always get the cases to the court because they get stopped from being looked at. That's the type of problem we have to work on. And like you said, hopefully most people are good and it's decreasing. I hope that's true.
Well, I mean, and the other problem about this issue is, as we're discussing it, is that in theory, the people that you want to run for office don't. Because either they are not ambitious enough, they don't have enough money, or they are perhaps more aware than some politicians of that narcissistic quality of I'm better than everybody else, is that they understand that they may not be comfortable with the scrutiny. They either may not pass it, or they may just not be comfortable with it, or they're not arrogant enough to think they can do a better job. So the people that we might like running things, who are much less charismatic but much more specific, much more moral, more focused on results, are not necessarily going to seek office. On the other hand, we're still alive. Hey, Tyler, listen, good talking with you, and hopefully neither of us have a sense of entitlement or entanglement.
I hope not. Great talking to you, Joy. Thank you.
Okay. Denise, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy. Denise?
How are you, Dr. Joy?
Well, I'm very well. I'm neither entitled nor entangled, so there I go.
Well, good. Neither am I.
Well, thank goodness.
quick question on one of your expertise subjects. So I am a Broadway fanatic. However, I pretty much catch shows when they're in my state or, somewhere I can travel maybe within 2-3 hours.
Sure.
With, no stress. And it's usually like years after it's premiered on Broadway. So I guess I need some advice from you as to I want to see Hamilton so bad. I know it's wonderful.
Yeah, it is.
Right now it's within 5 hours of me, and I'm not 100% sure if it's worth it to go or plan a trip within the next few months, or even to just have the whole New York experience and just go, actually to Broadway. I can do that pretty feasibly. But just kind of want your advice on that.
Okay.
I don't want to spend $500 for a ticket. I'll spend, as much as maybe $150 or so.
$150, I think, is actually the face value of the tickets right now. Here's what I would recommend. I would recommend two things, really. First is to maybe think about a trip to New York right around the Jewish holidays. I have no idea when they are. But theater tends the summer is busy because there are a lot of tourists and everybody goes home and goes back to school. And right around the Jewish holidays, whenever they are, theater tends to have twofers and whatever. Let me put you on hold for just a minute. We'll come back and talk about theater in general, Hamilton in particular. Stay tuned. I'm not going to charge you $500. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. We're talking with Denise, who is a theater aficionado, and she's saying, okay, what about Hamilton, and what about New York, and what about theater? And I'm saying, okay, coming over the summer, you've just got a huge number of tours. So tours tend not to so much hit off-Broadway, but if you want to hit one of the big Broadway shows, if you want to hit The Crucible or Father or Long Day's Journey or any of those kinds of things that were nominated for Tonys and certainly Hamilton, summer's not, I mean, there are just too many tourists, and getting through Times Square is a pain in the neck. But in the fall, once people have gone back to school, and some, I just looked it up, the Jewish holidays start on October 3rd and end on the 12th, but in between time is Columbus Day, which is, so you don't want to come that weekend if you don't absolutely have to. So that this may be a stranger year than usual. But I'm a great fan of just having a list of, and you can go to drjoy.com and all the theaters are listed, and all the plays are listed in my impression of them, and go stand in Times Square, TKTS, and if you go on Friday, you can get Friday night, you can get Saturday matinee, Saturday night, and Sunday matinee tickets, and they're half price plus a minor service charge. And if you have a bunch of things you want to see, then that's a great, it's a great bargain. It's very New York-y. It's great fun. Now, let's get to Hamilton, which ain't going to be at TKTS anytime soon. What I would do about Hamilton, if I were in your shoes, is I would call and get tickets a year in advance or 9 months in advance. And you could call TKTS and find out when they're likely to have tickets. And it may be that there's that break sometime in the fall, we'll have tickets available. I wouldn't pay $500 for a ticket. And I know people are doing it and thinking it's great, but I think it's as much to say, guess what I saw. Do I think Hamilton is worth $500 a ticket? Honey, I don't think very much is worth $500 a ticket. Unless somebody is giving you a serious back rub and taking you out for dinner afterward. But and $150 is not a small price for a ticket. So just do it in advance and plan this year to come and see some other stuff, because there's a lot of other good stuff around. But Hamilton is one of those things that is probably going to go on tour at some point. It will be around for a very long period of time. It's like, did you have to see the Book of Mormon in the first year? And I would argue no, that the supporting cast is just as good. And in some ways, Hamilton is an ensemble piece. I mean, Lin-Manuel wrote it and stars in it, but he's being replaced in the next couple of, I think the next couple of weeks. At least he's already, somebody else is already doing matinees. What's fun about Hamilton is the music and the dancing and the choreography and the story. So, which is not to say that the cast isn't wonderful, because they are, but they'll get just as wonderful people. They'll get the best people to do the part. So it's such a large cast that one person is not going to make a huge difference. Now, if somebody else was writing it, then I would worry about it, but they're not. So that Avenue Q, Wicked has been playing for, what, 10 years or 13 years or
right.
something, and they've gone through multiple casts. So if the material is good enough, it's impervious to the cast. There are one-person shows that obviously, but by and large, Hamilton will be just as wonderful a year from now as it is today, and it'll be a third the price. So what I would do is make your vacation plans, call TKTS and say, when is the first time you have available tickets, good tickets in the orchestra, and then make your plans accordingly. In the meantime, and you can certainly see some other stuff when you're there, but why see Hamilton for $500 when you can see four plays for the same $500, including Hamilton, mm-hmm. in a year? So that's my best advice.
And what's your all-time favorite Broadway show?
I loved Hamilton. I really did. I thought it was one of, I'm trying to think if there's anything I've really liked better. South Pacific at Lincoln Center was wonderful. I've seen Fiddler on the Roof twice. This is the best Fiddler I've ever seen, and I've seen lots of them. I like this Crucible better than the other one. View from a Bridge is not my favorite play, but I thought the one with Mark Strong and Yvonne Van Hove was wonderful. This one is just, I'm trying to think, my very favorite. I loved, I did love, like Equus, but I'm trying to think of the one that that was with the horses, and the British horses. It wasn't Equus, I'll think of it in a minute, that they made the movie of, which the movie wasn't very good. But Hamilton is absolutely worth seeing. I thought Avenue Q was adorable. The thing about Broadway in general, the thing about New York in general is you can go to some crummy little theater. I mean, one of the shows that I discovered, which actually won an award, and we actually did the interview with Dave last week, was the physics show, which no one had seen. And I went back to Drama Desk and said, everybody has to go see this. And then it not only people went to see it, but it got an, it, he was actually given an award for the best I think it's called singular performance or something. So, but it's hard to find a bad performance here, because they're just the talent pool is so deep. So, and going and just wandering around and finding something off Broadway and just going and seeing something that you think might be fun in these crummy little theaters is just part of the fun of being here. But Hamilton is absolutely worth seeing. But I don't think it's worth seeing. The difference of seeing a year from now and today. you're going to be able to see a lot of theater for the same price if you wait a year. So.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you,
ma'am. Absolutely not to discourage you. I'm just saying.
No, you're fine. I figured that because that momentum that it has, I don't think it's going to fall anytime soon.
It's not. It'll be on Broadway. It'll be, and Cats is coming back. It'll be on Broadway. I would guess Hamilton's going to be on Broadway 5, 10 years from now. I mean, that Chicago's still running. Cats ran for, 23 years. Les Mis has run for 15 years. Then Hamilton is certainly every bit as fun. And it's bringing in a young generation. One of the really fun things about seeing Hamilton, especially between the first time I saw it and the second time I saw it, because I saw it when it was down at the Public, and people were just beginning to have the sense of how good it really was. And then when it transferred to Broadway and I saw it again, what you had was this whole young teeny bop audience screaming like it was the Beatles or Elvis or Frank Sinatra or something. And that's a very unusual thing to happen on Broadway unless they've got a TV star that's was on American Idol or something, and then the kids come. But this one didn't have those kind of, it's good. And Lin-Manuel has become, who's a charming, wonderful sweetie pie, but he's not gorgeous. He's become this kind of teen idol, which is great. I mean, that's the future of theater. And I remember seeing, when I saw this the first time, I said, this is the future of theater, because it's somewhat rap and somewhat hip-hop, but it makes history completely relevant. The other thing to see, which I would highly recommend, which should be a ticket that is not that hard to get, which is Paramore, which is the Cirque du Soleil on Broadway. It's their first Broadway show. And what they've done, they've changed the face of musicals as far as I'm concerned, in that it's kind of Pippin-esque. But Pippin used the metaphor of circus personnel as kind of a metaphor. And it's a little, this one, you've got a circus happening on stage along with a musical. And Cirque du Soleil has always been known for great costumes and great music. The plot could use a little work, but Denise, come visit us, all right?
Thanks, ma'am.
Save your money. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.